You're tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM. Coming up at 11 o'clock on Democracy Now!, Antonia Juhasz talks about her new book, The Bush Agenda, Invading the World One Economy at a Time. And the director of a newly released film called The Peace Patriots talks about the activities of anti-war activists before and after the Iraq invasion. At 10:30, it's Stage and Studio with members of Artist Repertory Theater. They'll discuss their production of Assassins by Stephen Sondheim. Now, Dan Denver of the Portland Central American Solidarity Committee talks about NAFTA-style free trade and immigrant rights. This Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., Portlanders will gather at Terry Schrunk Plaza to demand an end to corporate free trade agreements. KBOO's Trillium Shannon spoke with Dan Denver of the Portland Central American Solidarity Committee.
My name is Dan Denver. I'm an organizer with the Portland Central America Solidarity Committee and Cross-Border Labor Organizing Council.
All right, and there have been a lot of protests going on in the streets all over the country recently. Can you talk about what PCASC is doing to mobilize people?
There have been a lot of protests over the country, and it's been really, really amazing. As many people have noted, it's really the new civil rights movement of our time. Something that PCASC and CBLOC have been trying to do is that we do a lot of work in the immigrant rights community, and we also do a lot of work against corporate globalization and free trade deals. And a big priority for us is making the connections between those two things, which you're not hearing a lot about in the media. You're not hearing a lot about why people migrate. The assumptions almost that people migrate and decide to cross a really dangerous desert for a few days just for fun. And the truth is, the reason so many people are migrating to the U.S. is because the NAFTA-style free trade deals that we're forcing upon their countries are destroying their economies and forcing people to find some way to survive. And usually a major option is to migrate into the U.S.
Can you break that down for us a little bit? What does that look like? What kind of effects has NAFTA had on people in Mexico, for instance?
Well, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which was implemented in 1994, has had some really devastating effects on the Mexican economy. First of all, Mexico's agricultural economy. Corn has for millennia been Mexico's main crop, more recently for export, but also in terms of self-sustainable agriculture and in communities. But what happened with NAFTA? NAFTA allowed a huge glut of subsidized corn from the U.S., places like Iowa, to just pour into Mexico at lower prices that small Mexican farmers couldn't compete with, and drove 1.1 million Mexican farmers out of business. And those are low estimates. The 1.5 million, that's a conservative estimate. In other sectors, let's look at the pre-NAFTA Mexican manufacturing sector, where U.S. and Mexican corporate interests made sure that there was no provision for labor rights in NAFTA. This really reduced the power and bargaining power of Mexican workers, which led to a huge drop in real wages and forced a lot of them up to the U.S. as well. And then what are the big jobs in Mexico that NAFTA created? It put a lot of juice into the maquiladora industry, this huge stretch of extremely low-wage sweatshops that stretch across the whole U.S.-Mexico border. People in those factories only make between one quarter and one half of what it costs to provide for a family, and a lot of these people are also forced to migrate. So really, it's been a disaster. NAFTA and free trade deals in Mexico have been a disaster in every way possible, and the fact that our elected officials and their corporate allies just did the same thing with Central America and are now have the audacity to propose that we sign similar NAFTA-style free trade deals with Colombia and Peru, all the while hypocritically scapegoating immigrants and demanding their deportations is really beyond me.
So let's talk a little bit about Central America then. What kind of effects have Central American countries been feeling from CAFTA?
Well, we've really yet to see what effects CAFTA will have in Central America because it's just recently been implemented in most of the countries and is yet to be implemented in a few of them. But there's no reason to expect anything other than what happened in Mexico because it's based on the exact same model, if not a rather worse version of that model. Another thing that's not being talked about, free trade's not being talked about, another thing that's not being talked about is why so many Central Americans before CAFTA are already in the U.S. Again, we have a huge responsibility in this that the U.S. media and our elected officials are in denial about. During the 80s, President Ronald Reagan and his goons fueled some horrific, horrific wars in Central America, in Nicaragua, in El Salvador, and in Guatemala. And people from all of those countries were forced to flee because U.S. bought guns were killing their families and destroying their economies. So that's another factor that's not being discussed. You know, it's just important to emphasize that people don't migrate for fun, and that wherever across the world, whenever you see military aid or capital, industry, economic power moving across borders, you're going to see people and labor also moving across borders. It's a sociological fact.
So what countries is the United States focusing on now with that military aid in South or Central America?
Well, right now, Colombia is the largest recipient of U.S. military aid in the Americas, and it's no accident that part of the strategy of consolidating the power of the wealthy elite in Latin America is by signing free trade deals with Colombia as well.
And can you talk a little bit about what's going on in Ecuador?
Well, the deals that Bush and his corporate allies are trying to push with Colombia and Peru are part of a broader framework intended to be the Andean Free Trade Agreement, AFTA. And so it's been signed with Peru and Colombia, but the Ecuadorian government has yet to sign a trade agreement with the United States, in large part because the people of that country, particularly the indigenous communities, led by CONAI, the Confederated Nationalities of Indigenous Peoples of Ecuador, have, for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, a few weeks ago, shut down the entire country with blockades and mass protests, despite the intense government repression they faced. And their message to their president was very clear: do not sign a NAFTA-style free trade agreement with George Bush.
What is our responsibility here as U.S. citizens or residents of the United States? How can we make these connections, and what can we do about it?
One of the most important things we can do, as the former Sierra Club president David Brower said in 1994 when NAFTA was being put into effect, he noted that rather than complaining about immigration from Mexico, the U.S. could stop causing it. And that's a really important thing to emphasize, that it's extremely hypocritical for all of these people who supported CAFTA, including James Sensenbrenner, the person who authored the most viciously anti-immigrant bill in the House, H.R. 4437. The irony and hypocrisy is amazing to, on the one hand, be forcing immigrants to migrate into this country through destroying their economies, and on the other, blaming all of the problems that free trade causes for Americans: underfunded schools, low wages, loss of collective bargaining power for unions, underfunded social services, blaming all of those huge real problems that we do have, blaming them on immigrants instead of where the blame is deserved, which is corporations, a corporate-friendly government that's not willing to tax corporations, and a free trade that has radically reduced the bargaining power and wages of U.S. workers. So people need to stop blaming immigrants for these things. Immigration's a symptom, not a cause of the problem, and blame the cause, which is free trade and the entire neoliberal economic model.
And how have our senators and representatives in Oregon weighed in on these issues?
On immigration, both Wyden and Smith have not been great leaders on doing what we need them to do, which is not more border security, not a guest worker program. What we want is legalization and a clear path towards citizenship for all undocumented workers in this country, and neither of them have stepped up to the plate on that. On trade, they're both horrible. Both Wyden and Smith voted for CAFTA, a Democrat and a Republican, and we really need to hold them accountable for that, because it's hurting all workers in Oregon, whether documented or undocumented. An important point about legalization and getting citizenship to the 12 million undocumented people in this country is that one thing NAFTA did was created a three-tier labor system. On the top of that tier were documented American citizens. The second tier were undocumented workers in the U.S. And the third tier were the extremely low-wage workers that U.S. corporations were now using in Mexico. What we need to do to make one tier of labor that's organized and strong is A, put an end to free trade agreements, and B, to legalize undocumented workers.
What do you recommend that people here in Portland do in order to support that?
Well, of course, there's the big May Day rally for immigrant rights. It's part of the Paro Nacional, the general Latino strike that's going to be going on May 1st, and it's going to be huge in Portland, and that's going to be starting at 10 a.m. downtown, probably at the South Park block, so I'll have more information on that later. But this upcoming Wednesday, April 26th, there is going to be a protest beginning at Terry Shrunk Plaza, Southwest 3rd and Madison, which is part of a National Day of Action for Trade and Immigrant Justice. And our central demand is stop the hypocrisy, free trade forces migration. We demand fair trade and civil rights for immigrants. And we're going to be marching from Terry Shrink Plaza to the offices of Senators Ron Wyden and Gordon Smith to demand an end to the hypocrisy and real immigration reform, which means an end to free trade agreements like NAFTA and CAFTA, and these upcoming free trade agreements with Colombia and Peru, and legalization and a clear path to citizenship for all undocumented immigrants in the country.
That was KBOO's Trillium. Shannon speaking with Dan Denver of the Portland Central American Solidarity Committee. Next Monday, May 1st, is a national strike in solidarity with immigrant workers. Stay tuned to KBOO for more on next week's national strike.